Follow Jesus. I like that. How do you follow him? What did he say you must do?
Whatever he puts in my heart.
He said, by his shed blood, he made the narrow way. Do you have to repent?
Oh, yeah.
What is repentance, young man? What's your first name?
James. Oh, I just asked for forgiveness.
Your first name is James?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too close. You just asked for forgiveness. Actually, that's not true. You have to turn from your sin and leave it.
Daily.
And you got to leave your sin. Yeah. So sin, what's sin?
Sin, whatever is of the earthly.
Transgression against God's law of flesh. This is sin. This is flesh. This is fleshly entertainment. Millionaires on stage, preaching a false Jesus, not calling you to come out of the world, not calling you. You got Adidas on your temple. This is your temple if you're born again. Adidas is a worldly, carnal. A lot of people wear like the Nike symbol. Do you know what that Nike symbol is? It's a goddess. Nike is a goddess. American Christians are so void of any sound doctrine. They wear pagan things and they get, you don't have any, but they get tattoos and they get worldliness and they walk around showing their bodies off, kind of like you are. The Bible says we're to cover our bodies up. We're the temple. So you go to church system?
Yeah.
What church?
Non-denominational.
Yeah, so they're not teaching you to go deep in the Word of God. They're teaching you to just believe, come to Sunday service, attend some of these worldly things, and you're going to be okay. Jesus said, Jesus said, repent, turn from your sin, come out of the world, come out of the off-wall ways, be born again, and when you're born again, you want holiness and obedience. And when you want holiness and obedience, you'll test all this, and the Holy Spirit convicts you, and you'll see how fleshly this is. And the church systems are keeping pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, worldliness. This music right here makes you move your body, not your spirit.
How do you know it doesn't change?
Because, well, first of all, you're not supposed to move your flesh. And this is not...
What if it talks to my spirit?
This is not... No. You gotta separate them. You absolutely have to separate your flesh from your spirit. The kingdom of God is not flesh and blood. The kingdom of God is spirit and truth. And this isn't it. So you took a gospel card on my website, don'tperish.com, for free. We don't sell. I know this is free. These guys, some of these guys are millionaires selling the things of God, like Skillet. Do you know who Skillet is?
Yeah, it's Christian.
John Cooper took his band and played at Hellfest. It's a demonic, satanic gathering, and I got a video on my website of him doing the goat horns.
Okay.
That sound godly to you?
I don't even know who that is.
John Cooper is the leader of Skillet. Look at my testing. You'll find by the shed blood of Jesus, through repentance, new life, holiness and obedience, and endurance is the path. This isn't it. My email's on there if I can ever help you. You gotta go deeper than this. You're gonna lose your soul in this. This is, they're preaching and teaching a false Jesus.
How do you test the spirit of it?
Test it to the Word of God. The Word of God calls you to holiness and righteousness, not to this carnality. False churchianity, ecumenicalism, paganism, all of this stuff. None of this is of a holy God, young man. They've mingled with the flesh and the ways of the world, and you can't have that.
How can it be wrong if it's talking about Jesus?
No. There's many false Jesus in the world. Jesus said many will come in my name and deceive many. Matthew 24. They're deceiving you with a false Jesus. I got tons of articles about that.
What Jesus are they talking about then?
What's that?
What Jesus are they talking about?
They're talking about easy believe Jesus that lets you be of the world, lets you live any way you want, lets you listen to carnal music, lets you keep pagan holidays, lets you practice feminism. Evermore, they're bending to the sodomite agenda. You can be a gay Christian now in so-called many evangelical places.
These are not
Christians. It's coming. It's coming. It's absolutely coming. All of that stuff is coming. So test yourself. Test yourself at don'tperish.com. Email me if there's any doctrines I teach that are not biblical. But you cannot find eternal life. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. I see all of your fruits. Your fruits are of the world, not sound doctrine, not the biblical gospel, not the Savior. Paul and Jesus say, come out of the world, come out of your flesh, worship in spirit and truth. In Leviticus 10, as an example of God's hatred, he killed two men for false worship. They brought strange fire. In the New Testament, he did the same thing. Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira, a husband and wife team, were killed because they lied to the Holy Spirit about ministry. They kept money back. After grace had come, God killed them.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in Christ? Have you decided to follow him?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Skillet?
I really haven't listened to any of their stuff.
So because you've confessed faith in Christ, you've decided to follow Him, you would be saved, man.
Oh, you don't have to endure. Jesus said endure in Matthew 10 and Matthew 24. He who endures to the end will be saved. Jesus said if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven.
Yeah, I thought Jesus said He came to the world to
save
him and not condemn.
And those, right, who is he? The world He's going to condemn. He's coming in flaming fire to condemn the world. Who gets saved in Him? Those who abide in Him. John 15. Jesus said, if you abide in Me and in My word, you will produce much fruit and you'll gain eternal life. If you don't, you're cut off like a branch and thrown into fire. You know what the word abide means? Remain. You got to remain. He's got a false gospel where you just claim your name and you're going to heaven. The Bible says you must endure. Hebrews 10, 26 and 27 says, if we live in willful sin is sin you know is sin. You keep lying, you keep lusting, you keep stealing, you keep false church traditions. It says, you worship God in vain. There's no sacrifice for you, but a fiery judgment's coming for you. Hebrews 10, 26, 27.
He also says He'll forgive you.
If you repent and forsake it. You haven't forsaken it, neither has this man. You're partaking in it. You have to turn from your sin and your worldliness. James 4, 4, you're both worldly men. Sports, politics, entertainment, movies, churchianity. James 4:4 says, to be a friend of the world, you're God's enemy. You're God's enemy. Repent and seek the kingdom. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the only way to eternal life. Have you been born again? Are you seeking the kingdom of God? What are you living for?
He gave His Son.
Turn away from your worldliness. Yeah, get good video. It'll be on our website.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But now what you're doing is...
Guys!
Now what you're doing is... Guess what? On video. I no longer want to talk to you. You can do anything you want. Don't follow me.
Okay.
Don't follow me. Now you're harassing me. This way. Let's go this way. Now you're following and harassing me. Don't follow and harass me. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You're a mocker. Go away. Go away. Go away. Test yourself. Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost. You must repent and turn from your sin. This is false Christianity. This is not of a holy Savior.